The wait is over. The moment has arrived. Nick Wallenda is ready to make the first of two historic walks. This first across the Chicago River. Let's go right over to Marina Tower West.
All right, Chi-Town, let's do this, baby. You guys rock.
Wire. The last time we spoke to him, he walked across the Chicago skyline, winds blowing, earmuffs, wearing a heavy coat with the Chicago flag patch, thousands of people below him, and he made it. He will be walking across the high wire 25 stories above Times Square this Sunday, live on ABC at 7 o'clock. It's Nick Wallenda. Nick, great to speak to you again.
You as well.
Nick, I know you grew up with this. It's in your DNA. I know this comes naturally to you. But tell me, what is your motivation? Because it's just not in my wheelhouse, walking on a tightrope.
You know, as you said, it's generational. My family's done it for seven generations, 200 years. So it is life to me, for sure, and something that I love and enjoy. You know, continuing to push the limits and these bigger and bigger challenges, whether it be physically or just the permitting side of this was nearly impossible, as you can imagine, shutting down Times Square to rig for 8 hours the other night. 7th Avenue just doesn't happen. So, you know, there's something about me that loves the challenge of just seeing if I can get the permission to do it, to be honest.
Right.
But I don't know really what drives me, other than it is my passion to walk a wire. It's also my passion to hopefully inspire people that nothing is impossible, and that's both on and off the wire, whether it be, as I said, you know, the permitting side or the fact that what I do often is seemingly impossible to others and people can't relate to it. But I think that every one of us are on a wire in one way or another, and we're all trying to get to the other side, just like myself. And my sister will be on Sunday night on ABC.
Well, let's go back to Chicago for a second. Back in 2014, you walked across the Chicago River from Marina Towers across to Wacker Drive. I know how the winds swirl, especially in that area, and they blow in different directions. Did you ever feel any nervousness during that walk?
Yeah, absolutely. Every walk that I do, there's certainly nerves. You know, I try to turn those nerves into or consider them respect. Respect for the winds, respect for the weather. And that's why I train and prepare properly or do my best to, you know, to recreate those conditions prior to any event. But, you know, I think that, you know, there's no way to prepare perfectly for any event just because those conditions are so unpredictable. But there are certainly nerves. And because of the unpredictable conditions of the wire even, I don't practice these wire runs in their place. So in other words, when I walked over Chicago and from Marina Towers to Leo Burnett, I didn't rehearse that in that condition. So I'm doing it the first time live on national TV. So there's certainly a lot of stress and pressure there.
Grand Canyon, Niagara Falls, Chicago skyline, now Times Square, all of those walks you did solo. Now Sunday across Times Square, 1,300 feet across, 25 stories above ground. Your sister, Leanna, is going to be there. You usually do this solo. Is that going to change the routine?
Oh, it changes a lot. You know, the story of my sister is two and a half years ago, we were training for an 8-person pyramid in Sarasota, Florida. Two nights before opening night, we were training at full height. We lost our balance. My sister, as well as four other family members, fell to the ground and were all injured severely. My sister had broken every bone in her face. She broke her calcaneus in her arm and her heel, her leg as well. And they didn't expect her to live. And as I thought about this walk, as I started to gain some ground on permitting, I realized that it would be pretty amazing if my sister would be able to make her first comeback, her first public performance, be in the worldwide spotlight walking over Times Square. So I reached out to her. I asked her if she was interested. If I recall correctly, she was in tears and said it would be a dream come true. That was about 6 months ago or so. We started training at that point and have been working on this. One of the big challenges that we're dealing with right now with my sister is she's still dealing with the PTSD side of things.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's permanently ingrained in her mind, just like it is in mine. And I was able to kind of deal with that earlier. I'm in the process of writing my second book on overcoming fear, because for the first time in my life that I experienced fear was actually after that accident while I was training about 6 months later for a similar pyramid, to the point where it became so bad that I didn't think I was going to walk the wire anymore.
Wow.
So again, I was able to overcome that. Now I'm able to help coach my sister through that. But it is is a concern. We have contingency plans in case she may not make that first step on the wire. We believe she will.
Right.
You just don't know what your mind's going to try to do to you, and your mind is definitely a powerful tool, and it can work for you or against you.
We're talking with Nick Wallenda. He's going to walk across Times Square Sunday live on national TV at 7 o'clock on ABC, along with his sister. As weird as it sounds, Nick, this is probably therapy for you and your sister to do this on Sunday night.
Yeah, it certainly is. I will tell you I'm a little stressed out about this one because of the fact that the cable is not stabilized quite like we'd like it to be. In Chicago, we were along the river. We were able to put my stabilized fairly evenly spaced out.
Well, I don't mean to laugh, but
we don't have that opportunity because there are so many skyscrapers in the way.
Oh, okay.
The stability of the wire is a concern, which in the end led to my great-grandfather's death. But also, I want the wire to be extra stable because my sister's on it. And then additionally, the levels are ramped even higher in my mind because I'm going to be so worried about her that I don't know that I'll be able to focus fully on myself, which becomes extremely dangerous as well.
Right. Who goes first? Is it you or your sister?
Well, we start on opposite ends, and we meet in the middle, and we have to cross over each other and then continue on.
Why not have a harness? I don't understand that. I mean, it's death-defying. Why not have a harness?
For this walk, we actually will, and that brings me a little bit of more concerns often, and I'll tell you why. My whole life, I was taught that a harness or a net was a false sense of security. In fact, as I just told you, the first time I ever experienced fear to the point where it was nearly debilitating, I was physically shaking on the wire doing that pyramid. I had a safety net under me, actually an airbag. I'd never done that before, and that was the worst fear I'd ever experienced. So in my mind, a safety does nothing for me. In fact, it is often an issue. Our concerns are that these safeties can get tangled up, twisted up. I have to cross over
right.
My sister. It could get caught out there. There are so many concerns that it's not. I know it's hard for maybe a viewer to understand or comprehend, but it does nothing for us mentally whatsoever because it's not what we've used. It's not our comfort zone, if that makes sense.
Well, I know you have the long poles, so you meet in the middle. How do you get around your sister? How does she get around you to walk to the other side?
Yeah, it's tricky. So she actually has to sit down on that wire over 25 stories above Times Square, about 700 feet towards the middle where we'll meet, and she will have to sit on the wire. I'll step over her, which is a little precarious. There's a point where I'm barely touching the wire on one side, and
I
can't push her off. So
are you
very
kidding
careful.
Me?
And then once I get past her, she has to stand up and continue to walk to the other side.
Oh, my gosh. How thick is this wire that you walk on?
It's 3/4 of an inch in diameter for this walk, so like a quarter, basically.
Oh, my gosh. And, you know, out of all the Wallendas, is anyone afraid of heights?
You know, I don't know that people are necessarily afraid of heights. I think people have deep respect for heights, and they consider that fear. I think fear is often lying to us and telling us it's keeping us safe, and it's not. I believe fear can hold a lot of us back from our greatest achievements in reality, because I think fear often tries to talk us out of kind of stepping or stepping out of our comfort zone, if
right,
you will.
Right.
I think we have a deep respect for heights. It is not as though I step on that wire and my heart doesn't start racing. It is just I'm human just like anyone else. I'm just able to overcome those what most would consider fear by countering that with, no, I've trained and prepared for this. This is what I do. This is what I was made to do.
Since the walk over the Chicago skyline, you've shaved your head. Does that help with aerodynamics?
No, but when you have a stressful job, your hair doesn't last long. I guess.
Nick, it's always great to talk to you. Sunday night, 7 o'clock, live on ABC, you and your sister, Leanna, walking across Times Square. It's great to talk to you. Good luck on Sunday. Do you say good luck, break a leg? What do you say to a tightrope walker?
All of those things.
Got it. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you.
Nick Wallenda, everybody. It's 720 WGN.